Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Bowling Coach Christy Lester. Christy, thanks for spending time with us today. It's been a busy week for you. You guys had two conference meets. Not only are you the coach, but being the proprietor of Cardinal Lanes, you got to host it. So it's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has been a busy week. It's been a fun week, but very busy.
Yeah, started out really well with the girls getting the conference championship. And yep. That was kind of unexpected halfway through, right? They kind of came on at the end.
They did. Kind of pulled them aside, talked to them a little bit about the one Baker game was in the 120s, and that just wasn't, not what I knew they could do. So we talked about making sure we got our spares. I said, we're not coming close to them, so we really need to focus on, hitting our mark and getting close to getting them. And they just kind of stepped on the gas and went from there. And I told them, I said, as long as you stay one step ahead of OSCE, because that was our biggest competition, I felt, we stayed one step ahead of them. I just knew they had it. And, made a couple of adjustments there at the very end with who I put in. And, I knew we needed a couple of strikes together. I knew we needed the spares, and they brought it home.
Yeah, kind of a little nerve-wracking, but a good outcome nonetheless. Did you feel that the team was, in a pretty good mindset going into that?
Yeah, I think so. They've really come to their own and really started to work as a team. They know what they kind of need to do. We've got kind of a wide range of girls in ages, several of the seniors, but then we've got these, younger ones. So it's, it's the seniors have been around the block with this, and they know kind of what to expect, and the young ones don't yet. So it can be nerve-wracking.
One of your seniors was able to sign at a signing this week as well. Gabby Humphrey, got to be proud of her and happy for her that she gets to continue her bowling career.
Yes, most definitely. She, I remember a period of time where she was questioning whether she wanted to do that, and whether she wanted to, bowl, period, let alone, go on to college and bowl. And so being able to see her really start to fall in love with the sport again and be able to establish herself in the collegiate world is going to be a lot of fun to see.
Who are some of the ones coming back next year? I know Eris Archer had a good season this year, too.
Yeah, she's a senior, too. Yeah. So we've got four of my varsity. So we've got Eris and Gabby and Kelly and Lily are all seniors. My girls coming back. All of my JV girls are coming back. And then I've got Braylee and McKenna. Got a big group of girls coming up over the next couple of years that you're going to want to keep your eyes on.
Pretty good potential, huh?
Yes. We've got a couple that are early middle school even that...
Oh, wow.
If I could pull her up right now, I would.
Okay, well, looking forward to that.
Yes, definitely.
The boys then turned around on Tuesday and took third, and Jeremiah Kilmer was top bowler.
Man, that was a lot of fun to watch. It really was. I kind of watched his entire body language and brain just shift from being a bowler to being a competitor.
Yeah.
He started doing this little whistling and just was kind of just, you could see his body just bouncing a little bit to a beat. And I think that he just shifted his focus and it was laser. It's hard to explain without being in the minute, but he was shifting into a major competitor and he wanted it. He wanted it bad.
So that's the first time you saw that this year?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I've really seen him that laser focused on something. He's a phenomenal bowler.
Yeah. But he's always been one of your leaders there.
He has. And last year he was a phenomenal bowler, but that shift in just his demeanor was interesting and fun to watch. It really was.
Anybody else on the boys team kind of stick out to you from that?
Jarrett Sweeney, I'm going to admit when he came to me and told me he was switching over winter break that he had switched to two-handed bowling.
Skeptical?
I was skeptical because it's a hard thing to master, and he has done it in a really short time. Wow. Granted, he's been on the lanes multiple times, you know, during breaks or during open bowling. And he has worked really, really hard to get it mastered. So very proud of him for doing that and taking the chance on a different technique. He has, I mean, obviously Tuesday shown that he can do it and do it very well. Yeah. So
that's kind of, you know, one of those things that makes coaching so rewarding, isn't it? Just to see a kid just kind of
flourish. Yes, definitely.
Which is there.
Yes.
So you're going to go to Clinton for the girls state qualifying on Monday. What do you know about that lane or the players that are going to be there?
The lanes, I just know, I've bowled there a couple of times whenever I went for women's state. Nice lanes. I have, you know, no complaints about that. You know, it's a couple hours away, so it'll be quite a drive. We're going to go the day before so that the girls do not have to travel overnight. But then, yeah, I mean, we've got some competition there. We'll have Oski there and Bella there, so there'll be some familiar faces.
Definitely.
But then, you know, a couple of the teams are going to be pretty difficult. And I think right now I feel like we're competitive, and I feel like we have a shot at one or two.
Should feel pretty confident the way they came back in the conference meet here.
So
we shouldn't lack any confidence.
I think that these girls have shown that they can come together as a team and really dig down and fight.
As Gabby's been kind of your leader all year, is she a kind of a rah-rah person, or is she more quiet, you know, when the meet is going on with her teammates?
You know, they all can get loud.
Okay.
And that's good, because that energy, they feed off of it, and they start doing better. You know, collegiate bowling is the same way. They get loud and things just, you know, continue to rise in scores. I think Abby is kind of that quiet person to a point, but she does try to rally her girls to, you know, do better. If you're thinking about someone that might be the noisier one and the let's go get them, that's our Lily. Like, she's a spitfire, and she will cheer for them. And you know, she got very nervous at the conference when I put her in the, I think, 14th and 15th Baker game. And I just looked at her and I said, I need Lily to do what Lily does. Just keep them going. And she did. She just kept them going. She made a couple of real nice strikes when they needed to, and spares when she needed to. And it kind of helped seal the deal. So
big part of the win for her.
Yeah, so the one that we would call our cheerleader and that keeps us going is Lily.
Well, the boys have an extended time off. They won't compete again until the 13th, so a lot of practice time for them.
Yes, definitely a lot of practice time, trying to just keep them you know, up to speed with where they are right now. That's just how it broke down this year, with the difference in the schedules. So kind of looking forward to seeing where we're going for state qualifying, and just I'm not sure exactly when that'll be announced, if it's this week or next, but hopefully soon, and we can kind of get going on prepping for that.
It's been a busy week for you. We appreciate your time today, and hope you get a little rest this weekend.
I sure hope so.
That is the Newton Bowling Coach, Christy Lester, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.